And Jill Stadman is here now with the business news.
Thanks, Keane. Small and medium-sized businesses lost almost €10 million through email-related scams last year. That's according to new data from FraudSmart, the fraud awareness initiative led by Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. We're joined now in studio by Niamh Davenport, head of financial crime at BPFI. You're very welcome.
Morning.
Why is this type of fraud on the rise?
So there's a number of factors. There's different things, like things have got more sophisticated, so the use of technology, also to do with things like the technology and the sophistication of the emails and the fact that people are busy and working from home, for example, has caused it. So, for example, if you got an email that seemed a little bit out of sorts or different things like that, if you were in an office, you might sit beside somebody and you double check it. Whereas if you're at home by yourself, you're not going to do that. So there's a number of factors, but that is one of the main factors.
OK, most of the cases involve invoice redirection scams. Will you explain to us what that means?
So essentially what happens is you will get an email that will say we've got from one of your suppliers, and it will say that we've got a new bank account details. You won't be asked for payment, nothing like that. Just an FYI, here's our new bank account. So what happens is the next time a legitimate invoice comes in, you pay those bank account details, but that account is controlled by a fraudster.
Okay, and CEO impersonation is another method being used by scammers. How does that work?
So this is another email scam again, and it's called CEO because essentially it's from somebody senior in your organisation. So somebody like a CEO or somebody in one of the senior positions. And again, you get an email, generally they're out of the office or something like that, and you get an email saying that, can you make this payment? I'm out of the office and I can't make it. It'd be unusual for them to do that. So again, that's a sign that there's something not quite right there.
And how much are fraudsters managing to get from businesses through these email scams?
So we've seen almost 10 million last year, which was a rise of about nearly 25% on the year before. So it's quite significant. It might not sound like a lot in the context of some of the other figures that we hear in the media. However, it is targeted mainly at SMEs that we're seeing these. And the average loss is about €12,000. So for a small business, that's a very significant amount of money.
And what was the largest reported amount that was lost through the?
We've seen a range of them. So anything from maybe 2,000-3,000 up to 6-figure sum. So it can be very, very, very varied.
So what can businesses do then to protect themselves against email fraud?
Yeah, so some of the simple things, because I'm conscious of rising costs of running a business. So some very simple things without actually, if you can improve your IT systems, great. But if you can't do that, one of the things you can do is to have a process in place. So if you do get an email, for example, with new bank account details, that you have a policy where you have to verbally verify it. So picking up the phone, it's simple, it's basic. Contact somebody you know and your suppliers and just verbally confirm it. The same goes for one of the emails that you get that's unusual from somebody senior in your organisation, picking up that phone, having a conversation and just double checking. Really keeping your staff informed and alert is the best way to protect yourself.
Do any of the businesses that are scammed get their money back?
They do, but time is of the essence with any of these scams. So the problem with these is, for example, if you take the invoice redirection, when there's a long time lag, there's long periods. So fraudsters are really investing time into these scams. And that's one of the other things that we've seen over the years and why they're so convincing. So you'll get the email in the first place. You may update the banking system, and then it could be a couple of months before you get the next invoice in. And you only generally realise the scam has happened maybe when you get a reminder to pay that invoice and you think to yourself, well, I've already paid. So the time lag is playing into the fraudster's hands.
And are these hackers ever caught?
They are. The guards have been very successful, but we really encourage people to report. So report to your bank first and then also report to An Garda Síochána, because it's really important. And if you haven't even fallen victim, but you got one of these emails, we ask you to report as well, because every piece of information is really important in investigations.
OK, Niamh Davenport, Head of Financial Crime at BPFI. Thanks for joining us.